center of the storm is weakening, and all of the thunderstorm action is moving away from the center, which, yes, makes it a post-tropical or an extra-tropical storm, but still, that shouldn't deter anyone or make anyone think that at this point the storm is over, as the wind field is still very large and expansive, and will still continue for the next several hours to see gusts 50 to 60 miles per hour in the valleys and up to 70 miles per hour across the hills, the higher terrain, and of course down the Hudson River Valley in southern New England.
What can we expect from the track of the storm? Will it take that curve north and move into Pennsylvania and upstate New York?
Yeah, it's got a little ways to go to the west. It'll probably slow down as the center of the storm is captured by the cold pool of air out to the west, and then sort of hook around north into New York and eventually down the St. Lawrence River Valley to our north. But again, this will be a slower process than the motion over the last 6 hours or so, when it really sort of sped up and slingshot toward the coast.
What can we expect for severe weather? Whenever there's a hurricane, there's always the possibility of it spawning tornadoes. Any threat like that in this one?
I think that threat is over. It really wasn't a major problem because of the structure of the storm, but that usually happens very close to the eye of the hurricane when it's making landfall because of the friction generated from the wind off the water approaching the land, and you create these little eddies and you get these little spin-ups, but I don't anticipate that being the problem any further.
This has become a snow producer for some parts of the region. Where can we expect snow and where will we not see snow?
Well, the bullseye, if you will, is over the mountains of West Virginia and western Virginia, also parts of the higher terrain in western Tennessee and parts of Kentucky as well. I think as the cool pool of air that's generating that snow sort of lifts out along with the core of the storm over the next couple of days through central Pennsylvania and parts of New York, we'll have chillier air in our region, but I think by then most of the precipitation is going to be over. So I think the accumulating snow, probably the furthest north it'll get is into the central mountains of Pennsylvania, but even there, probably an inch or less, and very little, if any, snowflakes in New York or New England.
Will the peak of the strong winds be during the night tonight?
Overnight tonight, and then sometime shortly after midnight, we'll start to see things sort of gradually diminish. I don't want to de-emphasize the winds overnight during the pre-dawn hours either, as they'll still be quite gusty, but just not as strong as the next few hours.
And how strong might we expect these winds to get?
I'm thinking the most is probably about 60 miles per hour in the valleys and 70 miles per hour across the hills for the next few hours, and then slowly but surely dying down a bit as we get toward the morning hours.
And as for the rainfall, this is more of a wind producer, certainly not an Irene when it comes to rain, but what kind of rain can we expect?
Well, I think the rain is going to be more spotty, Brian, with scattered showers and maybe some heavier bursts. I was looking at the radar recently, and it looks like there's some outer bands sort of rotating through Long Island and coastal New England back through the region. So there'll be bursts with heavier wind gusts included in those bursts of rain from time to time through the next several hours, but nothing too substantial in terms of accumulating rainfall.
And what about the next 24 to 48 hours when this storm moves out and begins to die down? What can we expect?
Well, slow improvement. We're still going to have showery weather with the overall influence of the storm still over us. So some showers, mainly light from time to time. It's still going to be gusty and blustery with wind speeds on the order of about probably 15 to 25 miles per hour sustained, with occasional gusts tomorrow, let's say by mid to late day, in the 30 to 35 mile per hour range, maybe 40 across the hills, and then we'll take it down a notch even on Halloween for Wednesday with a couple of showers from time to time and wind gusts maybe approaching the 30 mile per hour mark.